Hey, come on in. We'll get started shortly after we get you checked in. Oh, no, no, it's okay, I promise. Trust me, everyone runs late. It's not an issue. I'm constantly running late myself, so don't you worry. Also, you can have a seat right there. Or if you want, you can choose to lay down as well, whichever is more comfortable for you. And if you don't mind, I'll do a quick check-in just to confirm you actually are the person listed on the appointment sheet, and not some random person who just walked in. So if you can confirm your first and last name for me. Good. And may we see a license or ID as well to confirm? Thank you. And then can you confirm your home address? Good. And can you give me your full social security number? No, I'm just messing with you. Don't ever do that. Silly goose. But you, my friend, are checked in, so we can get things started. Your appointment detail says you called in for a personality test, so here's how it's going to work. I will ask you a variety of questions, which will be used to determine your personality. And all you need to do is answer truthfully while you rest there. It's very simple. And some of our former patients have said they actually enjoyed the test. So we hope you can enjoy it as well. If you want, you are free to close your eyes during this. Alright, let us begin. Are you a morning person or a night person? Okay. Do you prefer hotter weather or colder weather? Okay. The outfit you are currently wearing, what influenced you to wear it today? Do you shower or bathe in the morning or at night? What time do you usually go to sleep at? Whenever you come to appointments like this, how do you usually feel? Nervous? Scared? Excited? Etc. Do you have trouble falling asleep at night? Okay. And do you use things to help you fall asleep? Like melatonin? Or maybe things like ASMR? What kind of ASMR, might I ask? Femboy gives you snuggles after a long day? Alright. Any other standout ones that come to mind? Thanos eats KFC ASMR? Okay. Thank you for your honesty. If you could have any car for free, what car would you choose? And what color would you choose for the car? And staying on colors, do you prefer brighter colors or darker colors? And are your color preferences universal? Or does it vary between objects and scenarios? Like how you might like the color purple as a shirt color, but not as a car color, for example. Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how silly of a goose are you? If you can have any superpower, what would you choose? Would you consider yourself a quote-unquote epic gamer or a casual? Got it. Say you and another person are sharing a pizza, and there are two slices left. One slice is clearly bigger than the other. Do you A, let the other person take the bigger slice, or B, be a greedy ass and take the bigger slice for yourself? What is an appropriate amount of money to spend on shoes? Let's say you visit Vegas and go to some casinos with a budget limit. When you hit that limit, do you stop for the day as you planned? Or do you get Michael Jordan syndrome and gamble way over your limit? Alrighty. Apple or Android? Tits or ass? Console or PC? Headphones or earbuds? Do you like going out to the movie theater? Or would you rather watch the movie at home? In classrooms, where do you prefer to sit? In the front? In the middle? One of the outer rows? In the back? What is the worst water you've tasted, and why is it Dasani? If you could dye your hair any color, what color would you choose? Jordan or LeBron? Black Ops 2 zombies or Black Ops 3 zombies? When you listen to ASMR, do you prefer higher voices or lower voices? Or is it somewhere in the middle? Do you sleep on your side, back, or face down? Are you more of a little spoon or big spoon person? How cute. What genre of music is your favorite? And how about what genre for movies? Would you rather eat at Femboy Hooters or Tomboy Outback. You get $1 million, but for the rest of your life, one time a year, you will shit yourself at a random interval of time. There is no way of knowing when it will happen. Do you take the money? How do you order your steak? I don't know if I agree with that. What would be your dream date activity? Sounds nice. Say you're laying in your partner's lap. Do you prefer head rubbies? Or head scratchies? Yeah, hard to choose, and both are good, right? On a scale of 1 to 10, how vile is your browsing history? If you had to become an animal, what animal would you be? When is the last time you read a book? Do you rely on caffeine? Do you drink alcohol often? Do you smoke at all? Are you a fan of roller coasters? I am still trying to get to Cedar Point. Maybe someday. Do you know how to play any musical instruments? Between sweet foods and savory foods, if you could only have one for the rest of your life, which one would you choose? What's your favorite movie? I think mine might be War of the Worlds. The Tom Cruise one, just to clarify. We need better alien movies. Is there anything you'd want to change about yourself? Or would you keep things the same? Because it's what makes you you. When was the last time you pissed yourself? Give me one reason why Raising Cane's is good, without mentioning the sauce. Nothing, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. Cheeseburgers or pizza? Water bottles or tap water? And finally, explain your ideal partner. Okay. That will conclude our questions. Thank you for your cooperation in answering truthfully. Your responses will be looked at thoroughly, and we will have results ready for you soon. Keep an eye on your email to make sure you don't miss any messages from us. Be sure to check your spam or junk as well, since sometimes important emails can end up in there. But you are free to go. I hope this was an enjoyable experience for you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.